This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. David DeLaden and Sarah Merritt are the two investigators that, legally as citizen journalists, took assumed names and documented what Planned Parenthood was doing with what is left after an abortion. For this, they were indicted and now are in the messy work of appearing in court and posting bail. Their defense attorneys say there was no wrongdoing and that the indictment charging these actors for agreeing to buy specimens is very weak. The next court date is set for late March. The Family Research Council has published a report digging into the paper trail of Planned Parenthood specimen sales practices. The abortion business likes to tell media that only two clinics provide research specimens. This report finds actually 20 locations harvesting and selling what is left after an abortion, and also discovers taxpayer funding of this gruesome research and an advanced network of businesses profiting from the commerce. This is Life News Radio. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, this is for you. A Rachel's Vineyard retreat is therapy for the soul. Many participants who have been trapped in anger toward themselves and others experience forgiveness. Peace is found, lives restored, a sense of hope and meaning for the future is finally rediscovered. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org. Or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME, 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Presidential candidates Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the Texas law requiring safety standards and admitting privileges for abortion clinics. Cruz and Rubio are part of a group of U.S. senators who filed a friend of the court brief. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.